doing down here? Charlie asked. Derek thought there was something that didn't sound right about Charlie's voice. Isn't this supposed to be your day off? Charlie asked. I just come into town for something to eat, Derek replied. He wished Charlie would step back. I'd figure I'd take a quick cruise to the cemetery, and then I seen the chain laying on the ground. I thought that some teenagers were down here or something like that. Charlie stood right in front of Derek. Apparently someone has been down here recently. You know anything about it? Charlie said. No, Derek replied. He wasn't about to admit that he'd been down there, especially since Charlie was acting a little strange. I only see mostly old people walking around the cemetery. And I just recently realized that the path was there, Derek replied to Charlie. Whose cigarette butts are all over the ground down there? Charlie asked. Charlie explained to Derek that he walked down there and there's a bunch of cigarette butts laying around. He had told both Derek and Bill to never throw their cigarette butts on the ground in the cemetery. And the path was still part of the cemetery. Derek felt his heart stop for a moment. He instantly thought he was going to get fired for throwing the cigarette butts on the ground. Most of the cigarette butts was his. Derek mentally called himself a dumbass. And he also was still wondering what Charlie was doing down on the path. Has Bill Jones been going down there? Charlie asked. No, I don't think it was him, Derek replied. Derek explained that Bill was mostly with him when Bill was there. It is probably just some teenagers goofing off, Derek said. Well, I don't know who it was, Charlie said. Charlie explained to Derek that nobody should be down there. And Derek should only be down there to throw away his tree limbs, and that was it. Derek said that he understood, but he did not understand what Charlie's attitude was about. Charlie was pacing back and forth. His hands seemed to be shaking a little bit at his side. Charlie would occasionally take one of his shaky hands and wipe the sweat off of his head. Derek stood there wondering if Charlie was going to have a heart attack. Derek wondered why Charlie hadn't mentioned anything about the tunnel yet, or the tree limbs being moved. Don't you have other things to do? Charlie said. Charlie told Derek that he could finish things up on his own. If you need anything, give me a call, Derek said. Charlie didn't say anything. Charlie just turned around and put his back to Derek. Derek was just going to leave it alone. He turned around and started up towards his Camaro. That's when he noticed that his hands were shaking. Derek didn't realize how nervous he was while he was facing Charlie. He was sure about one thing. He was worried about Charlie. Derek lit up a cigarette as soon as he was out of the cemetery. His hands were shaking as he was trying to grip the steering wheel. He had never seen Charlie act that way before. Now he was starting to really believe what Bill Jones had told him the day that they dug Linda Patterson's grave. Derek wondered if Charlie was losing his mind. Maybe he was starting to get dementia or something. Derek turned left on Barron Street and headed up north through town. He decided to go ahead and get something to eat. He had to get Charlie and the cemetery off of his mind. He really wished that he didn't stop at the cemetery. It would take a lot of weed and beer to block out what just happened at the cemetery. Once Derek was back at the motel, he ended up watching television for most of the afternoon. On this day, he really didn't mind spending the whole day at the motel by himself. Derek had managed to get Charlie and the cemetery off of his mind. Later in the evening, he started to get bored. He just got done watching some comedy movie, and his eyes were starting to get sore from watching so much television. He decided to stand outside his door and smoke a cigarette. He decided he would turn off the air conditioner because it was making the room really cold. He thought it felt better outside. Derek looked up towards the road. There wasn't that much traffic this evening. There wasn't any houses near the motel. Just a couple acres of grass. Motel was more or less out in the country. He noticed that there was a lot of stars in the night sky. Derek looked down the long line of motel room doors. Everything looked empty. It appeared as though he was the only person on this side of the motel. Derek finished his cigarette, and he knew he was going to have to figure out a way to finish up his night. He didn't want to stay up all night being bored out of his mind. Derek flipped his cigarette outside in the parking lot, and then he went back into his room. He couldn't believe how cold his room still felt. He was going to lay down and see what was on TV, but he had to use the restroom first. He had got his sudden urge to pee as soon as he walked back in the door. Derek noticed that the door was shut when he approached the bathroom. He stopped and looked at it for a moment. He stood there and thought about it, and he couldn't remember shutting the door. He normally didn't shut the door unless he took a crap, and then he shut it so the motel wouldn't stink. He knew that he was the only person who'd been in the room, so he got a little freaked out. Derek convinced himself that he had shut the door and had forgotten about it. He just shook his head at himself and then he opened up the door. Derek thought that he hit something with the door when he tried to open it. He even thought that he heard something, but he couldn't make out what it was. The hairs on the back of his neck were standing up on their ends. He didn't think anything of it, though. He knew he was the only one in the room. Derek just put his hand in it first and started looking for the light switch on the wall. And as he was searching, something slapped his hand. And Derek thought that he felt cold, clammy fingers on his hand, and he quickly pulled his hand back. He jumped back, and he almost pissed his pants right there. And as he stood there, a lady seemed to appear in the bathroom. She was in the shower. The lady's white blouse and pink skirt stuck out in Derek's mind. He had no idea how she had gotten into his room. Her bleach blonde curly hair seemed to remind him of something. And then he realized who the lady was. The lady was Kathy Miller. Derek started walking backwards, but he then stumbled into the bed. Kathy Miller had followed him out of the bathroom, but stayed 3 feet away from him. Derek's blood was running so fast that his whole body felt like it was tingling. Fear had taken over Derek's body. His mind was running 100 miles per hour. They had buried Kathy Miller, but now she was standing right in front of Derek. "It's just my mind messing with me. It's just my mind messing with me," Derek started to repeat. He knew that his mind was either messing with him or he was seeing the ghost of Kathy Miller. The ghost of Kathy Miller sat down at the table. She was sitting in the same chair Rodney had sat in the night before. Derek wanted to run like hell out the door, but he couldn't move. He was stuck. He was standing at the corner of the bed with the ghost of Kathy Miller directly in front of him. He didn't understand why. He figured that he was still feeling guilty about looking into her casket. His mind was playing games with him, a fierce mental game with him. For a moment, Derek thought the ghost of Kathy Miller looked sad. She sat there with her hands in her lap. He started to admit to himself that his mind was not messing with him. He was looking at Kathy Miller. Derek decided that he was going to run out of the motel, and he started to move, and somehow he stumbled and he fell back and he sat down on the bed. The fear wouldn't leave his body. He couldn't stop thinking that he was now stuck in the motel room with the ghost. He had the ghost of Kathy Miller sitting across from him, and she would not take her eyes off of him. Derek was surprised that he hadn't had a full-blown heart attack yet. He had no idea how long he had been sitting in the corner of the bed. Kathy Miller was still sitting at the table looking at him. Kathy sat perfectly still for the longest time. But now she was starting to rock back and forth. Derek started wishing that he would just pass out. He would have preferred to be unconscious. Kathy Miller suddenly stood up and began rocking back and forth while she stood in one place. Derek thought that was the moment that he was going to pass out. He just sat there watching the ghost of Kathy Miller. She took a quick step towards him, which made him jump. Kathy Miller stopped rocking back and forth and began pointing at him. Derek didn't notice that he'd stopped breathing. He seemed to look straight at Kathy's fingertip. Derek knew that she was upset with him and Bill for what they had done, for looking into her casket. And now he was going to have to pay the price. He wanted to scream, but nothing would come out of his mouth. He couldn't get himself up off the bed. He had never been this scared in his life. Thankfully, he had started breathing again, or he would have passed out. And then Kathy Miller was standing no more than a foot away from Derek. Derek's breathing grew heavy, and he broke out in a cold sweat. Kathy Miller let out a loud, horrible scream, which sent throbs of pain through his head. The scream suddenly stopped, and Derek thought that she was done. Then she let out another horrible scream that was louder than the first one. Derek somehow managed to let out a scream of his own. Tears started rolling out of his eyes. He somehow prayed to God for the horrible experience to end. He had wished that he wasn't the only person on this side of the motel. Was there anyone to hear him and Kathy Miller screaming at the top of their lungs? Derek wished that somebody would come to his aid. But nobody did. He just sat there in a screaming match with Kathy Miller. Kathy Miller stopped screaming, and she also stopped pointing at Derek. Derek didn't notice that he had stopped screaming too. They were both just looking at each other. Derek thought that she looked like she was going to cry. He wished she would just go away. Derek closed his eyes and said a little prayer. He wanted it all to be over with. And when he opened up his eyes, Kathy Miller was gone. Derek jumped off the bed and ran out of the motel room. He tried to get into his Camaro, but soon realized that both doors were locked. He frantically searched his pockets for his keys. He just about lost it when he remembered that his keys were on the table in the motel room. He was going to have to go back into the motel room or stand outside looking like a fool. Derek sat down on the hood of his car. Derek didn't know how long he sat there. He didn't even know what time it was. He was craving a cigarette, and his cigarettes were also in the motel room. He knew that he was eventually was going to have to go back inside. Derek stood up and shook the tension off of his body. He opened up the motel room door and just let it swing open. He stood there and looked inside. The room looked empty, but he didn't want to be caught off guard. He ran his fingers through his hair. Fuck, Derek said to himself. Derek had started pacing back and forth. He had never been scared to go inside a motel room. Derek looked towards the road and see the sheriff deputy's cruiser drive by. He didn't want to draw any attention to himself. He was terrified as he walked through the motel room door. Derek didn't want to shut the door behind him, but he did anyways. He didn't want to leave the door open in case the sheriff deputy drove past again. How could he explain what happened to anybody? The only thing that he knew at the moment was that he wasn't going to stay at the motel. He didn't care if he had to stay out driving all night long. Derek grabbed his keys, cigarettes, and whatever money he had for gas. Derek walked over to the bathroom and just stood there. He had to go pee for the longest time. He was terrified to go into the bathroom. The door was open and the light was off. He thought he would be able to build up the courage to go inside and go pee. But he was wrong. Images of what just happened started to go through his mind, and he decided to find an old country road to take a pee on. Derek turned and walked out of the motel room. He had no idea where he planned to go. He just wanted out of the motel room for the night. Derek got into his car and fought back the urge to pee. He would feel a lot safer peeing on a dark country road than in the motel room's bathroom. He had nowhere to go at this time of night. He knew his mom would be asleep, and he didn't want her thinking that he was crazy the way that he's acting. As Derek got into his Camaro, he looked around to see if there was any sheriff's cruisers driving around. He didn't want to be hassled with tonight. How could he explain his night to anyone? Derek got out onto the main road, but he didn't stay on it too long. He turned on the first country road that he'd come upon. After he drove for a little bit, he started to feel better. There wasn't any other cars out. He only had to choose a spot to where he could pull over to the side of the road. He looked at the clock on stereo. He couldn't believe that he was driving around after midnight on a Saturday night, looking for a place to piss. Derek finally pulled over, and he made sure that he didn't see any lights coming from any direction before he got out of his car. He even turned off the lights as he got out of his Camaro. He left the car running just in case someone drove by. Peeing out on a dark country road is a little creepy for Derek too, but he kept telling himself that it was a whole lot better than going back to the motel and peeing in the bathroom there. He thought about going to Rodney's house, but he didn't want to deal with Rodney's mom or explain to anybody what was going on. And he knew that Rodney and his mom would pester him until he told them what was going on. While he was zipping his pants back up, Derek decided that he would just go back to the motel. He thought that surely there was no chance that he would have another unwanted visitor. Derek got into his Camaro and tried to find a spot to turn around. He found a driveway that had all the lights turned off in the house. He sat in the driveway for a moment before pulling out. He had to make sure that he was positive that he wanted to go back to the motel. Derek didn't sit there for too long. He didn't want to wake up the homeowners. He told himself to toughen up and go back to the motel. He figured he could always just keep driving if he changed his mind once he got there. The car was getting low on gas, and if he was going to have to keep driving, he would have to get gas. Derek started his way back to the motel. He turned the car stereo on, thinking that it would help calm him down. He came across a song that he liked and turned up the volume. The music only helped him out a little bit. I mean, how could you forget about seeing a ghost of somebody that you know you buried? The thoughts of the ghost of Kathy Miller wouldn't leave his mind, no matter what. It didn't feel like it took long for Derek to see the motel up ahead. He thought that the motel had a gloomy look to it. He could tell that there still weren't many people there. He pulled into the parking lot without thinking about it, and he noticed that he left the lights on in the room. "I hope that I'm the one that left those on," Derek said, as he pulled up in front of the door to his room. Derek wasn't quite ready to go into the room. He thought about sleeping in his car or staying up all night. Derek sat there wishing that he could come up with a good excuse to go to his mom's house. But how could he possibly think of anything? Derek sat there long enough and he drifted off to sleep in the front seat of his Camaro. Derek's body was all cramped up when he woke up Sunday morning. He never knew how uncomfortable it was to sleep inside of a Camaro. He looked around to make sure that nobody was watching him sleep in his car. Derek decided to go ahead and go inside the room. The morning light was shining bright, so he figured that there shouldn't be any problems inside the room. He hadn't heard of too many people of seeing ghosts in the morning, although he started to think that maybe that wasn't true. He tried not to think about anything as he opened up the motel room's door. The room looked the same as it did the night before, but it didn't seem cold anymore. It was now very hot and muggy. He went over and turned on the air conditioner, and he stopped when he was in front of the bathroom. Derek found enough courage to look inside the bathroom. The bathroom looked empty to him. He stepped in the doorway and reached for the light switch. A sudden thought and sensation shot through his body. He could still sense and feel Kathy's Miller hand on his. He didn't even realize he was getting cold chills. He walked away from the bathroom without turning on the light. He sat down at the table after he turned on the air conditioner. He sat there and stared at the chair that Kathy Miller had sat in. He told himself that he would never sit in that chair again. He would even feel better if the chair was not in the room. He didn't even want to touch the chair. Derek got a little distracted as he was looking through the stuff on the tabletop. "Just what I needed," Derek said. Derek spotted a bottle of whiskey and snatched it up. He hadn't had a drink for a while. The bottle only had a little bit in it. He hoped there was enough in there to give him a buzz. Something to distract his mind for the rest of the morning. Taking shots of whiskey, though, only made Derek want to think more. He knew that there was something that was seriously going wrong in his life. Part of him thought that he was actually losing his mind. He had never had anything like this happen to him before he started working at the cemetery. Derek could only think of only seeing one ghost in his whole entire life, and that was at his grandma's house when he was a little kid. Derek spent the night at his grandma's house, and he would always sleep on the bedroom floor when he spent the night with her, because her house was scary to him. He always felt like somebody was following him down the hallways. One night, Derek had a hard time falling asleep. Derek laid facing the hallway, and his grandma always kept a nightlight on in the hallway in case anybody woke up and had to use the restroom. Derek had always been a little bit afraid of the dark. Derek laid there on his grandma's bedroom floor and he looked down the hallway. The hallway led to another intersecting hallway at the end. That's when he had seen a lady walking past where the two hallways joined together. She had been a tall lady with an old-fashioned dress and had seemed to have a bluish tint to her. She just stood there looking at Derek laying on the floor, and he had thrown the covers over his head. Derek sat at the table smoking a cigarette. He was going to have to quit his job. He wouldn't be dealing with any of this if he would have never started to work at the cemetery. He definitely would have never seen the ghost of Kathy Miller. Derek's only real worry about that was telling his mom. She was going to be disappointed when she found out that he didn't have a job anymore. And he was going to have to make up a lie to tell everyone to why he was going to quit his job at the cemetery. Derek lit up a cigarette and stood up and went over to the bed to lay down. His body was aching from spending the night in a car. He could tell that the atmosphere in the room had changed, at least for the moment. The bed was definitely more comfortable than the driver's seat of his Camaro. He even felt like he could go to sleep, which he figured might be for the best. He thought that there might not be too much sleep once the sun goes down. Derek put out the cigarette and made himself more comfortable in the bed. He left the lights on even though the sun was shining through the window. He left the television on with a little sound. He just wanted to feel comfortable enough to close his eyes. It only took him a few minutes to fall asleep. Derek woke up feeling better and he noticed it was about 3:00 in the afternoon. He was able to get up and go to the bathroom. He woke up not thinking about the experience that he had the night before. Everything had come back to him though when he had turned on the light in the bathroom. Derek's whole body broke out into cold chills. He noticed that his hands were shaking as he unzipped his jean shorts. He kept telling himself to stop thinking like a wimp and just pee for God's sake. He started to feel like he needed God's help, but he didn't think that he deserved it. Derek quickly zipped up and got out of the bathroom. He couldn't believe that he was still freaking out about the night before. There was a possible chance that he was going to have to get another room. He was going to have to find a way not to think about Kathy Miller. He would have to find a way not to think of Kathy Miller, but he would soon find out that that's not that easy.
Derek noticed his sketch pad laying on the table. It was open with a fresh new drawing. He almost started crying when he saw the picture. It was Kathy Miller laying in her coffin. He started to shake his head and back away from the table. Derek knew that he didn't do the picture before he went to sleep. He had locked the motel room's door so nobody could have gotten in. He about pissed his pants when he noticed the signature at the bottom of the page. The signature was definitely in his own handwriting, just like he had done with every picture that he had drawn. Derek shut the sketch pad and pushed it across the table. He didn't want to look at it. He moved his chair away from the table. He didn't even want to sit at the table. He didn't want to touch the chair that Kathy Miller had sat in. Derek tried to move the chair that Kathy Miller had sat in by a hard shove with his foot. The chair had rocked back, but ended up landing back on its feet. He gave it another hard shove with his foot, and the chair tipped over onto its back. And then he scooted the chair that Kathy Miller had sat in away from the table. And then he took his chair and pulled it back up towards the table. At least now, the chair that she was sitting in wasn't next to him. Derek didn't know what he was going to do the rest of his day. The motel room was turning into his own personal hell. The more that Derek tried to make his day go faster, the slower it actually went. He tried playing guitar, he tried watching TV, he even thought about calling his mom. He did not spend his whole day scared out of his mind. He just had this weird feeling inside of him. Once the sun went down, though, every little sound made him jump. It was around 10 that evening. He was smoking a cigarette and thinking about quitting his job again. Derek knew deep down inside that it was not his mind making everything up. People claim that they see ghosts all the time. Derek knew that he truly seen Kathy Miller. He thought about why she had come to his motel room. He knew that it had to be because Bill and him had opened up her casket. Derek wondered if Charlie had ever been visited by a ghost. Then he thought Charlie would be smart enough not to do what Derek and Bill had done. Derek had not taken Charlie seriously about ghosts and not resting in peace and all that. Now he had more questions for the old man. Someone has to know what's going on with the cemetery, Derek said to himself. Derek lit up a cigarette and he was thinking about lying down again, even though he knew he wasn't going to get much sleep. He was bored out of his mind, though, and he was going to give it a shot. First thing that he did was make sure that he closed the bathroom door himself. He knew that he would never sleep if the bathroom door stayed open. He even turned the bathroom light on before he shut the door, just in case he needed to go in there and go pee. Then he went around and made sure all the lights were on in the room. He wanted as much light as possible. Derek even turned up the television. He wanted to drown out any noises that might make him jump in the middle of the night. Derek felt awkward when he did it, but he got down on his knees to pray. He tried to pray to keep the ghost out of his motel room. He didn't know if praying would work or not, but he had figured that he had nothing else to try. He got done, then he jumped up into bed. Then suddenly the channel changed on the television. Derek quickly jumped out of bed and looked around the room. He was positive there was no one else in the room but him. He looked down at the bed and about lost it. He felt foolish because he must have landed on a remote. He tried to laugh at himself as he lay back down in the bed. Derek immediately changed the channel once he got into the bed. There was some documentary on about ghosts, and he was not about to sit and watch a documentary on ghosts. He quickly flipped through the channels and stopped on some Christian show. He figured that there wouldn't be anything on a Christian network that would scare the crap out of him, except for maybe the preachers who ride around in limos and still ask for more money for themselves. Derek lay there in bed and thought about ways to quit his job.
He had to come up with an excuse that he could use to quit. It just couldn't be because of a ghost was causing problems for him. He didn't want to tell his mom, and he didn't want to say anything face to face with Charlie. He knew that Charlie was ready to retire. The best plan he came up with was to call the city office in the morning. He could lie and tell them that he got another job that paid more money. He went to sleep thinking that he had a flawless plan to quit his job. Then hopefully, eventually, everything would go back to normal. Hey listeners, you want to give your ears a break and check out a good ebook? Go to BarnesandNobles.com. There you will find Mount Hill Cemetery, The World Within, Part 1 by William Swofford. It is the book that this podcast is based on. It has more details, more info. So if you're curious about what more is going on with the cemetery, go to BarnesandNobles.com. Check out Mount Hill Cemetery, The World Within by William Swofford. Please subscribe to Mount Hill Cemetery wherever you get your podcast. This podcast and music was written and performed by William Swofford.